Commentator Bob Cook says there's a new way to clean up college sports, and he thinks it might work.
The National Collegiate Athletic Association formed in 1906 in response to President Theodore Roosevelt's worry that colleges weren't policing their athletics programs effectively. It's been 97 years, and all it takes is one look at the sports page to conclude that the NCAA, for whatever reason, has not solved problems ranging from under-the-table payments to academic violations to general moral turpitude. It's time to bring in a new sheriff. I nominate the Southern Association of Colleges and Schools. What is the Southern Association of Colleges and Schools, you may ask? To those outside academia, it appears to be merely a mild-mannered accreditation agency. But to academic institutions in the Southeast, this powerful cadre of tweed can make or break their existence, giving a thumbs up or thumbs down to how a school conducts and structures its educational programs. A thumbs down can mean the loss of accreditation, and with it the devaluation of its degree programs, as well as the loss of millions upon millions of dollars in federal aid to the school and its students. The hits to a school's reputation and pocketbook have the potential to put it out of business. On December 9th, the Southern Association put Auburn University on probation for 1 year, kind of a thumb sideways, for violations involving its athletic department. Not just an NCAA-style probation for an offending athletic program, probation for the whole university. The Southern Association believed that the school's Board of Trustees did too much day-to-day meddling, particularly in the athletic department, and demanded the school president should be firmly in control. As a result of the 2 years' worth of legal wrangling between Auburn's trustees and the Southern Association over the agency's investigation, the specific problems the Southern Association found are sealed under court order. But it's safe to assume that stuff like two trustees sneaking out of town on a booster's plane with the current president and athletic director in tow to conduct interviews with a potential head football coach for a position that was not technically open would be a no-no. If Auburn doesn't clean up its act by next December 9th, the Southern Association has the authority to pull Auburn's accreditation, and that could kill the English department along with the athletic department. I mean, demanding that the school president have control over the athletic department in order to keep a college alive, if you held every NCAA Division I university to that standard, a lot of schools could disappear. Imagine roving bands of unusually erudite Wyatt Earps wearing corduroy jackets with patches on the elbows instead of cowboy hats, busting down on colleges with rogue athletic programs. Then again, maybe Auburn and other schools won't back down and change how their athletic departments are run. And the Southern Association's demand of a president firmly in control is sometimes no guarantee of success. However, the accreditation agencies may be the best hope to bring some order to the college sports frontier. To paraphrase an old college cheer, the Southern Association, he's our man. If he can't clean things up, no one can.
Bob Cook writes about sports for the online magazine Fleck.